Thank you. best features on Radio Sega.
ちの大統領はもらい受ける。邪魔立てするならワルツでしょ。
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
Get hot in there.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
Fast Feet
for Mix.
On Radio Sega.
Yes. Hello. Welcome, Radio Sega listeners, to Fast Feet's final phone mix, as it were, this week. As it is going to be an all very the final show of the phone mix. Before we have our other show, you know, in a week's time, we'll talk about that in a bit. Yes. Hello. I'm Fast Feet, your host, for the next hour or two hours, we'll see. And we're going to be playing all kinds of Sega music. The theme for tonight's show is Best of Sega, effectively. So we're just going to stick a lot of different Sega music on that you probably wouldn't have heard. But I really want you guys to sort of be a part of this in Skype and in the IRC chat room. I really want a lot of requests coming in tonight. Because, you know, if I want you to tell us what you think the best of Sega is as well. So, yeah, let me know, and we'll play it as well, really, in that sense, so we can figure out what the best is via you, the listeners. So, yes. As is a final film, we've got quite a lot of people on Skype here, and I'd like to get more on, if possible, as well, as much as my internet connection's going to allow. So, we'll see.
That'll be interesting.
It will. So, joining me so far tonight, until we get more, they have my co-host, SJ.
Hello.
We also have the regulars. We have Gerbil Bay.
Hello.
We have Darkstreak joining us again. In rather sort of silent protest form. He's a quiet chap. Just give him time. We'll come back to Darkstreak. Returning last is Gonic.
Hello.
Yes, hello. And he's already on strike one, but we'll come back to that in a minute.
I said he smelled.
Well, you've got the courage to come back on the show after 3-4 weeks not being on the show because you got hacked. And everyone was a bit. I said to you tonight. I said to you tonight, you can come on the show, I'm not going to hang you unless you give me reason to. And so far, you've already hacked me off a little bit, so I'm going to be fair, I'm going to play a free strike system tonight, so you've already done one of those.
I think you're just touchy.
But I've done what?
I think you're just touchy today.
I don't know, maybe it's just last show,
baby.
That's the challenge for the last show. Can Gonic go unhagged? Can he do it? Just because Gonic's in, you know, the crosshairs already, doesn't mean that the rest of you guys are obviously not in firing range. I'm keeping an eye out for who we have hags out there. Potential hags, anyway. But let's carry on introducing everyone who's with us tonight. We've got SMX.
Hi.
Hello. We've got Sora the Yuxi.
Hello.
Hello. We also have Yumi, who's a bit more vocal tonight, I would say.
Hey.
Hello. And you've also got the only I can describe this is Egg Empire joining us, which would seem to be her nickname, so say hello.
Hi. Somebody took the name Empire, so we're stuck with Egg Empires, so.
Fair enough. So yeah, that's the nicknames often go. Yeah. Why do you think I'm being touchy, Gonic?
Because you gave me a strike, or I'm calling you and saying you smell.
You don't seem to get the idea of, like, you take the piss out of someone, they will retaliate back at you. Did you meet, like, a person in the playground about 3:30 every day when you're at school, maybe? Or am I just assuming something there? Oh, the counsellor, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that person. Anyway. Anyway. I'll lay off Gonic for the time being and wait for him to join in later on, shall we say. So don't be afraid, Gonic. Join in the usual bands and have a bit of fun with us rather than being scared, as it were.
We don't fight. Barely.
Unless just it's a full moon when we go werehoggish, so. Yeah.
Oh! What the?
That was a werewolf. A werehog was like,
yeah, it sounds like. Spin dash in there somewhere. Almost sound like Wolf from Virtual Fighter.
Yep. We should have Talk Like a Werehog Day today instead of last week when it was Talk Like a Pirate Day. The challenge of that is that no one knows how that actually goes.
Exactly.
Wouldn't be interesting. But I'll run through it as I haven't done this in a little while. It should be interesting as my throat's not 100% as it was, but it's better than the last 2 weeks. Let's just see who's in the Radio Sega IRC room. We've got Trigon, Spondy, AOUK, Biafra, Blaston, Pinata, D'Artagnan, Empires, Fastweed, Gerbil Bay, Gonic, Ink, Inkey, Josh, Miles Prower, Nitsuretsu, the Hedgehog, Padillion in a Playground, Pikachu 20, Brad, Rob Ob, Shadid, Silver Sonic, SJ, the Joiner, Trekkie, Yumi, and the Mullishron. So yeah, that's everyone in the IRC at the moment. If you don't know how to get into the IRC room, go to radiosega.net/shows.php and you can the instructions are there, basically. Find an IRC client, you know the rest. Well, you will in a minute, anyways. Join in the fun that's going in the IRC room, because there's always ultimate chaos in there. But it's great fun, as always. It's like being on Skype in the Fomix, but in text form, I suppose. So. So yeah, well, last week we had the competition to win a copy of Sonic Adventure for the Xbox 360, but we've had a bit of a realization with that. Gerbil Bay with us at the moment actually won our competition, points alone. But you don't actually have an Xbox. You were planning to get one, but it's not really going to happen. So I've ruled that if anyone's going to have the code, they need to have an Xbox in that light as well. So they don't know what to do now. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, as it were. So either, if someone gives me good enough reason to, or a good enough competition idea tonight, I might give away the 360 code to someone who's listening in tonight. Or it will probably be given away on Sega Media's launch, which is getting a lot closer now too. So, and on that note, we are going to be giving away a few special giveaways on Sega Media's launch, so we'll be doing a few competitions around that time as well. I'm not sure what exactly we're giving away, because someone on my staff has kindly donated some gifts and items, but they are quite rare Sega items, I think, so definitely be worth tuning into Win knows with Overwatch. So yeah. I can see him breathing in the background, everyone's just struggling. Oh no. From the radio. So how's everyone's week been? There's been a few things going around in the Sega community, but myself has been busy, but good as always. So. I don't know, how about you, SJ? You're my co-host, you should need to banter into it more.
Well, that's sorry, I wasn't paying attention there.
I said, what have you been up to this week? Video games or otherwise?
Found out that I have to be back on the sick, so instead of unemployed, unfortunately, because of my damn back. And I got Dead Rising 2 Outbreak Edition with the frickin' 12-inch zombie figurine.
Well, what most people would sometimes call a sex toy, but... Yeah, I need a drum sound effect for that to really pull that off. But
yeah,
come on, 12-inch zombie figurine kind of sounds like that.
I have fresh fare this week. Well, fresh.
Yeah, because you're at university, aren't you, Gonic? So, well, if you just start at university, because you go to freshers week in all theory, if that's the case.
Well, I start university officially tomorrow, so.
Which means this is sort of freshers week, or has just passed, so basically you're getting off your face the last week.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait, I don't get off my face, I just get sick.
We all believe you.
Yeah, so you should.
Oh, I understand. You like to get to know someone before you get off your face, or they get off your face. Either way. Usually, university, it's a free for all. You go nuts. I know, having been there. I'm not saying no more about that. So, yeah. Hey. I don't know. So, what did you do during Freshers Week in Gonic? Because Freshers is always fun. We had a couple of things in my Freshers Week at uni. We had a casino night, sort of James Bond style thing. And I think we also had something called, what was it, porn night?
You have all these induction sessions. Basically, they bore you stupid about, oh yeah, well, you'll be doing this and that for the whole year and come back to your timetable. I only went to one of them because I was in foundation year last year, so I didn't need to know the ins and outs of a duck's arse again, basically. And the freshers' fair was only like on for 2 days. I think I went once and got a load of freebies. I got free pizza as well.
Sounds a lot better than ours.
And then I did go out on the Tuesday night and didn't come back till Thursday.
You're well on your way to getting a degree there.
I'm only in the first year.
Your fresh first sounds a lot better than ours. We just get condoms thrown around everywhere.
we got that last year.
Yeah, I thought that you did that during A-levels. In college. Step behind where you're going to, man. What's going on?
it's a step up from food. From food products. Because I remember in secondary school that the 11th years always threw friggin' food at people or at the windows. When they were about to go on their study leave. Oh, and it absolutely pissed the teachers off. I remember one time a massive food fight actually occurred on the day, and on the last year, between two groups of year 11s, and the teacher, and honestly, everybody else was just trying to eat their own food while in the middle of the food fight. It was absolutely hilarious.
What? Really?
Yeah, and the funny thing was, I was in the middle of it. I was sitting in the middle, and then all of a sudden, one guy threw cola at the other side.
What were you doing? Grab the food with your mouth in midair.
Like,
am I?
No, they were throwing the fries at each other, just, you know, jokingly. And then they started throwing straws, and then they started throwing burgers at each other, and then all of a sudden...
See, these are the people who end up actually working in McDonald's, usually. It's about the sort of quality of food you get, so it makes sense.
And then one person with a large cola just fucking, and all you heard was a poof. And then all of a sudden, every single year and then were just chucking their food at each other at the either side. It was absolutely hilarious.
It was scary,
but it was hilarious.
It sounds like one of those cartoon food fights where everything just is going crazy while just other people are just like
you're
just you're minding your own business. It's not magic.
You're trying to animate a food fight, you know, back in the days when it was hand-drawn, you know, that's where you get, like, arthritis and petty strain injury.
I don't want to be an artist anymore. Oh.
So, yeah, food fights for Fresh this week. I was tempted to do a food theme for this week, maybe, but I thought it might run a bit low on the material, but at this rate, it may as well.
I guess since we should be trying to speak on subject of something, let's see. Have you guys have heard of this character that's been dubbed Ergo by fans?
Yeah, Ergo.
Yeah.
No.
In Sonic Unleashed, the one that goes Ergo. Clans of your
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Dr.
It's the ball robot.
Oh, you mean that funny robot from Unleashed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys, who've all watched at least the playthrough, you guys think that Sega should make, you know, their stories to be like cartoonish like that? I think we should. I don't know.
Isn't that what, like, the planning colors to be? It might not be true, but I've heard rumors and stuff like that.
Breaking the fourth wall. I think I... Let me look. Yeah, it should be on one of the blogs on Sega's site, I think. They were talking about how Sonic was going to break the fourth wall.
Bit of a Heroes action there.
Yeah, I was thinking, was it Heroes or SA2? Have you got your Dreamcast emulator up and running again?
Oh, I remember that.
I say not again, but it wouldn't be Dreamcast, would it, on the other hand, Rich?
Oh gosh. They got more remixes of Sonic 4.
It's not even out yet!
I know!
That's what annoys me the most about Sonic 4 at the moment, is just that how many trailers of the release for it and screenshots have just gone absolutely nuts throwing stuff out of there, really. It's just, I'd like to leave a bit to the imagination when I play it. I feel like I could just stitch all the stuff together and be like, oh, that's the game. But, ridiculous.
Back when it was, you know, like the Mega Drive and Genesis and that, all we had was just a small selection of screenshots. Hell, even some magazines went and used the same twice, or even three times, in different ways. And, you know, nowadays you just get all these different screenshots, and this slightly spoiled the game.
Yeah. People in general are gonna spoil the game before it even comes out and all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
So Sega is like, well, heck with it.
We're just gonna throw all the content out and just go, well, look, there's nothing we can leak, so, you know, if it's all released there, there's nothing to leak.
Well, at least, wait, you finished fast, you know.
I was actually done, but.
But at least they haven't released a spoiler about Sonic, because, you know, Sonic being Super Sonic and Sonic War. Doggone it!
Well, big failure.
That's kind of a given. Oh, nice. Super Sonic, isn't it? I'd be amazed if that didn't happen. Oh, there's no Super Sonic. What?
That'd be kind of the JF Dean, you know. Yes, finally completed those special stages, but there's no Super Sonic. Why do I feel so empty?
Have a chili dog. What?
And another thing I found out today. Apparently, we probably already noticed this, but the Sonic fan base is split between three fan bases, apparently.
Oh, blimey.
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started either.
He's gonna give us a strike two.
Yeah, I think he could get us a strike two if we talk about that.
So what are the three divisions between the fan base now, then? If you know.
There's actually four, but there's actually three they consider. The first one is the epic, dark, cool fan base, which apparently likes the more serious games of Sonic. You know, like how 06 was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And Shadow.
Jog
and stuff.
Yeah, that rings a bell. I'm looking behind me now, by the way.
And then we have the childish version. The people who like Sonic, you know, the current way they're doing it, and it seems like they're trying to do it in most of the games where there's comedy going on in the cutscene while the seriousness of the story is still loomering over there. It's like, oh, hey, we can make a joke right here, but still gotta say the world, but hey, we can laugh about it a little bit. Oh, like, you know, I just mentioned Ergo and Eggman. No, his name is Orbit now. Kind of red.
Yeah, I see where it's going, like, aside, really, but yeah, the way things are going, it was like, oh, there's four different types of fans. Oh, there's five different types of fans. There's six, or there's seven. Tell you what, Sega, release a game where you can customize your Sonic game yourself. Then everyone will be happy.
That would be awesome if they did that.
Lego Sonic.
Lego Sonic.
I think they've actually done that.
Are you serious?
Maybe. Oh, Lego Sonic's been done, but not a game of Lego Sonic.
And then they have, you know, the old school fan base.
Yeah.
I have nothing against all three of the fan bases. Nothing against them. It's just that, well, they don't fight as badly as they did years ago. Still.
That's subjective.
I mean, it depends on what blogs or even forums you go into. From what I've seen, they don't fight as badly. But still, you know, you kind of just gotta be like, ugh, I just wanna just buy this game. I don't care what people are arguing about how Sonic should have black eyes instead of green.
Oh, Lord.
I do not know where I stand. I'm a pretty. That was
the whole black eye, green eye thing again. Jeez.
I mean, yeah, really?
I was going to do that when I decided to write lyrics for The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
But seriously, all the eye thing is about is that you rebranded Sonic about 10 years ago, and it was like, look, we have new games consoles that can support eye colors now. So they did it.
And what was the first thing Sega fanboy did? Oh my god, you turned his eyes green! Rage!
Yeah, exactly.
No, nobody bothered about his eyelids.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Sonic can blink! Ray!
Although in Adventures of, his eyes definitely do look weird.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Or proper blinking.
The speed's gone to his head a bit. not the drug, just the speed running sort of thing.
But you know, it's just, you know, you just want to. This is the things that sort of make people just say, oh, screw this fan base. I'm going to be with Nintendo. This is certain things that make people don't want to get into Sonic. Because you hear all this crap.
It's natural evolution of the series.
Yes, it is. I mean,
it's just like with voice actors.
Ow.
Sorry. It's just like with voice actors.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see people bitching about any Mario changes they've had because, you know, Mario can do no wrong.
And they've had the same voice actor in the thing ever since they introduced voiceovers into the Mario games. So that's eight, dedication to both the voice actor, what's his name again, Charles Marinette, and also Nintendo for keeping him up.
Well, I think Charles Marinette does like some development work with Nintendo or something, so
yeah. Fair enough. Anyway,
indeed, I think we'll leave it at that moment and come back with some more news and more angsty sort of banter, as it were, after a very short musical break. We'll keep them short and sweet tonight, but we've had some requests come in. D'Artagnan is asked for Virtual Sonic and Chaos Jam, and I know Silver Sonic wants me to play his own creation of Dreams of So Much More, which is Dreams of an Application and So Much More sort of fused together. We'll see how long it lasts in the playlist. Anyway, you're listening to Fast Pitch Phone Mix. We'll be back after a couple of tracks.
This is
Fast Feet
Film Mix
on Radio Sega.
it's your Gucci. The courses are really tough, but it's a beautiful day, so you're in love. Daytona, let's go in. Daytona, Daytona, let's go in. Daytona. And we're on the way. Yes, we're on the way. And it's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to the properly interrupted phonics. Yes, we're back on Radio Sega. So yes, after a nice musical break there of three tracks comprising of our Drossel's Chaos Jam from Virtual Sonic, Dreams of So Much More, which is Silver Sonic's remix mashup really, and then Dayton USA and B Universe version. Let's go away. So yeah, what are we talking about again?
The most controversial stuff in Sonic fandom. Let's go.
Yeah, let's continue
Sonic
with that.
Together.
Oh, by the way, I'm Naritsu the Hedgehog. I've just come in. I'm back, baby.
Naritsu has joined us, and I swear, maybe I didn't add someone else, and I'm just going a bit crazy.
Whoever they are, they're being very quiet.
Well, we do need the female portion of the phone mix to join in a bit more. We've got Egg Empires there, and we've got Yumi still, so maybe they should have a bit of banter between us. Can you shed some light on the Sonic fandom or Sonicness we're talking about?
I didn't have thought rest on Sonic fans not that long ago on your website.
No, screw it.
Well, we could. Well, I had one more fan base, but it's just my opinion. There are four fan bases for us. You know, what I just said earlier, and then this, the general people. Us.
The people that just care about gameplay and music.
Yeah,
the people who are like, middle of the road, we like a bit of everything. Mm. We're very plain.
And we're not whiny bitches.
I mean, of course we have some objections to some stuff that Sega does. Of course, but, you know.
Some people like...
Someone licking the microphone.
SMX.
Oh,
no. Ouch! Some an instant hack.
Gosh, what the fuck? Oh, yes.
He's doing that on purpose.
And gosh, you hag, what was that?
Time, I would go super.
Right,
what
one's
was
up.
That, Josh?
No.
Strike one.
Alright, you're on a strike one as well now.
Okay.
Silver Sonic wants Silver Sonic wants to be on, but his mic blew out this morning.
Yeah. Shame. I really can't wait to start the next series of Phone Mix, because we're gonna need a bit of a short break to finish off building Sega Media, to be honest. But the next one's just coming along there. Who's licking their microphone? They are. They had to one as well.
Oh,
that's my sexy mic. It's almost as bad as having a tongue stuck in your ear over Skype, you know? It's not right. Oh. Someone else, you can't even mute their microphone when they're doing that.
Ah, pick it.
Sorry. Let's talk about, I guess... Sonic
female gamers, is that where you're going?
Oh, characters.
Oh, characters.
The characters.
Yeah, the way that they pair Sonic together with some female characters.
Oh.
Amy's coming for you!
Can of worms!
Big ass
just
hammer.
Got opened!
Watch your back!
Got a big ass.
Don't worry.
She's
got
a nut.
That would have made a better.
Get out of her way.
That would have been a better Rex Factor entry.
Oh. Picture that. I was listening to Swiss World. You know, he's just like, "Hey Sonic, I'm coming to get you. I'm going to Africa. Bye."
I have to go save the elephants.
Oh. Eggman's what? Up to stuff! I gotta go! Bye!
He's planning to blow up the cardboard box around the corner.
Gotta stop him!
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, Amy. Bye!
Basically...
Yeah, the president's in danger. Yeah, that's it. I gotta go. Later.
But
basically,
in Unleashed, Amy didn't seem that stalkerish as she used to.
Yeah, she stayed more in the sidelines, really. Aside from, like, at one point where she asked for
having
a date.
Dance with a man. It was in Sonic Unleashed. There's this bit where the people are being controlled by those Gaia people, and they're all dancing in the street. And Amy's getting spun around like a ragdoll.
Dancing,
getting down with.
Some more of Jason Griffin's epic voice acting there in that one scene too. As that professor's.
Professor Pickle.
as Professor Pickle's assistant.
Assistant. Yeah. I love how he's never named in the game. He's just Professor Pickle's assistant.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't get mentioned much. Yet. Anyway, I would have turned to the news a bit this week that's been happening. I'm taking news off of Sega Media's feed at the moment because now we've got news up and running on the site. Yet no one can see it yet. It's just being tested. But I'm just referring to that because I really don't want to go to TSSZ to look at the news because we're not really friends with those guys. Nor as much of the Sonic community, so...
Do I sense a war coming on?
It's not really a war, it's like a general hatred for TSSZ, I think.
Let's see what happens. This could be interesting.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Oh, come on, if it were a war to happen, it'd be TSSZ against the other hundreds of Sonic sites out there. Wouldn't win.
But let's see how long they hold out.
Not very long, probably. There's been a couple of things that have been going on. I think, well, we had Tokyo Game Show not so long ago, so there's obviously bits going on from there, but I haven't seen any major news there, really. The Sonic 4 Casino Street Zone trailer's been released, so that's out to have a look at on YouTube, at least. The cool thing I saw this week as well was someone was posting details on how to make your own Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Genesis or Mega Drive box. Make the car and everything look like that. It looks really awesome from the screenshots.
That is wicked.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've seen it.
That's cool.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was on some Sonic site. One of the many.
I'm sure you can find it on TSS. I'm sorry, TSS. Got similar names, those chaps.
Yeah, I know, I saw it in Sonic Retro.
In where?
Sonic Retro was where I saw it anyway.
Retro would probably have it as well. But like I say, the many Sonic sites. So I'm just good friends with Sonic Stadium, so didn't mention them.
There was a recent interview with.
Go on, Blair. I'm just butting in here.
There was an interview with the creator of Sonic Colors recently. That's important.
Oh, yeah. Anything interesting coming out of that?
Well, he kind of contradicted himself by going Sonic Colors is going to be different because in old games Sonic goes after Eggman to stop him from building something.
But
in Sonic Colors he's going after Eggman to stop him from building something.
No, I think I get where he's coming from. Because he's already built this thing that's dragging the planets all together, isn't he? So technically, he's going after Eggman because he built something.
Where's your planet?
He's already
permission?
Built it. He's already built it, but I'm going to go and stop him from doing something.
I'd like to see that though, just like in a similar sort of vein to Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, Sonic Speed Up. Hey, where's your planet permission for building this funfair attraction? Oh, why, sir, I don't know. I've got it somewhere here.
Why do you have to stop my business?
Yeah.
Why do you have to stop my business opportunities? I just want to run a theme park.
How was reading
that? Why is it that Eggman Land always looks like a theme park?
It's crazy stuff.
He wants to trap people.
Yeah, I know what's weird with that, really. Maybe it's boring. I would I'm going on this ride whilst I'm building my destruction city.
I was reading.
Eggman's not really evil. He just wants to build a giant theme park. Eric out of the world. That's all he really wants.
He wants to build a giant theme park because he had an interesting experience at one when he was a kid. That's not good.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, that was most of the news this week. I mean, the Dreamcast releases will start coming out a bit more readily towards Christmas. I mean, speaking of that, I mean, we're talking less than 3 months to Christmas now, so it's getting towards that time of the year where a lot of games are going to get released and pushed out there. And I also like to think it's a peak time of the year for the community and things going on there, so it'll be interesting.
Oh yeah, it's Crazy Taxi, isn't it?
Yeah, that's November that's coming out, apparently.
Yeah, November. Wonder what music will come out of it, considering the licensing issues. If there is any.
Intriguing, because Offspring and Bad Religion, as far as I know, they were still going. I mean, Offspring released an album recently, somewhat recently.
Yeah. And Gonix just typed down in Skype, when the hell is Sonic 4 coming out? If I remember reading from Twitter, it's supposed to be sometime within the next 5 years.
What? Oh, you know, they keep releasing trailers and screenshots, so I'm just wondering, you know, is this game actually real?
Oh, come on. That is true, though.
But yeah, they keep releasing screenshots after screenshots of different levels, like, but doggone! What are we gonna actually sell a game?
We can you look at the levels.
Oh, well, here's another trailer.
There's supposed to be 4 zones in the first episode, and then undisclosed amount in the second one, presumably another 4. So
see why they can't release another game. See, it doing this whole episode thing.
Yeah,
just release something 4.
They're going to release another episode. I mean, after they complete this one. Whenever that
We're gonna have to wait another 200 years for the next one. Yay!
Yeah.
When was this announced? What, like maybe a year or two ago?
You're right.
Speak
up.
Okay, we seem to be hitting a bit of a misdirection here, a bit of a quiet period. Yeah. Yeah, the release date.
Cricket.
I don't know.
Cricket.
Nah, I'm not gonna crank on
this. We know when Sonic Colors is coming out.
Oh, yeah, it's November. Well, yeah. Somewhere around Christmas.
Let's talk about the Whisk, I guess.
Oh, I got nothing against them. I'll say that now.
They're the Whisk?
I don't mind.
For their Whisk.
I don't mind. I reckon it's just another game gimmick that they're putting in. And it's not really that big of a game gimmick. It's not like he's turning into a werehog or a weird vampire or something, you know.
Well, to be honest, they're just aliens that Sonic can collect, which are different powers from previous games, you ask me.
Yeah,
essentially the new style of those birds, the new version.
Oh, Flickies. Nice.
Flickies.
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
Those sticky feet, yeah.
Yeah,
basically them. It's basically them, except a little bit more round and a little bit more alienish.
They're gonna be fat girls spazzing out on how cute some of those
are. That didn't sound too right, but hey.
Thanks to our good friends at the Sonic the Hedgehog Wikipedia, I'm going to get a list of all the Wisps and what they do.
Yeah. So far, the gameplay from Sonic Colors looks, you know, similar to Unleashed's daytime stages.
Which is what the fans wanted.
Yeah.
Sorry, the fans wanted.
Now we have to talk about which fans wanted it.
Well, according to the Sonic Colors developer, it's for the one they gained from Sonic Unleashed. I sent Fast Beat a link about it not that long ago. I can't find it anymore.
I mean, they said themselves that the game was supposed to be for kids under the age, like, what, 7? Between 13, 7 and 13?
I've probably said this before, but they have a scheme to get people hooked into Sonic.
Oh yeah, you told us about that one day.
Oh no, but what they do is they lure them in with pretty colours. They play the game. They think, oh, this is cool. Then, at the end of the game, crush 40. Yep, they're hooked for life.
So you're saying Sonic is like crack.
Sonic is a new drug.
Sorry, yeah. My anti-drug.
Just say no.
Zyg.
Oh.
There's going to be like adverts on TV of just like people like me and Sven and Archangel UK just going, I've been hooked on Sonic for 10 years and now I haven't come off it. But with a 12-step program. Load of
Sooner or later, you're going to get the kids from Grange Hill doing a song called Just Say No.
And then, like, all of the current cartoons of the day are going to, like, confront a kid it about this Sonic abuse. There's a million these ways to say no.
Oh, it got, it's just thought of something you might be able to talk about.
Alright, well, let's have a quick musical break because we've been talking for ages now, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, anyone got any ideas, any suggestions for some Sega tracks we can pump on? Because I've just got a big list of tracks here and I'm not sure what to put on for a change.
Knights?
Knights?
Something from the glowing, Knights Glowing Wings.
Wave Ocean the Inlet.
I'm gonna go somewhere Sega, not Sonic, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Open your heart and the Bentley Jones remix.
Yeah, Bentley Jones remix.
First song from Sonic vs. Adventure Act 1.
What was it?
The Leaf Forest Stone Sonic vs. Adventure Act 1.
That's the circuit.
One that swears at you.
Sora, what were you looking for track wise again? Because I'm just trying to find it at the moment.
I was asking for Knight's Journey of Dreams Glowing Wings.
Ah, there we go. I just turned up right in front of me. Lovely. Alright, well, okay, we will go to... that's a little odd. I just looked at this on the playlist, and we've got a Daytona USA CCE track. It's just called Sons of Angels. Also, Crush 40's name before they were called Crush 40. A little odd, that.
Oh, well.
Coincidental? One day, John was just like, that's what we call our band. And why not? Let's play that track now. Sons of Angels from Daytona USA. You listen to the phone mix and we'll be back after a short music.
This is
Fast Beat
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
is Fast Feet
Film Mix
on Radio Sega.
Bit of a beatnik in the background, yeah. Welcome back to the Film Mix. Just to give you an update, Gonix now on his second strike, so. I'm sure someone else is on a strike as well, I just can't remember who, so that person's been lucky there. Who was it? D'Artagnan? Or?
No, Darkstreak.
Darkstreak. Ah, yeah, that's right.
Louder, annoying sound.
Alright. So Gonix has a good few more minutes before he gets hacked. But like I say, you only earn being hacked anyway, so. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about something other than Sonic, because we've been prattling on about that for a while now, so.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Knuckles then.
Nah.
Something other than the Sonic series in general.
Yeah, well, I've spotted something that I remember reading about on SegaBit, and that the producer for Yakuza 3, Masayoshi Kikuchi, has apologized to the fans in the West for cutting the content.
TSSC will report on this very shortly.
Yeah. basically, what I quoted this. He submitted, we did what we thought would be good for the Western market, but after the game was released, we received a lot of feedback from users in the complete opposite direction, asking for complete content. It was a big surprise for us. I'm definitely pleased the people wanted to see more, but at the same time, I feel really sorry for the fans who were let down by the cut content.
So basically, it was like four kids in blue purple.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case you hadn't noticed, Frankie Boyle has joined us as well.
AKA Teela.
Yeah.
Well, can't they just like update the Western Yakuza 3 to include the missed out content?
Well, it's too late for that, so we're just going to have to hope and pray for a full fourth version.
Well, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they were going to make the fourth one, the full game in the West, or something like
yeah.
that.
Plus, not only that, the one that they've just announced, what was it called? Of the End.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it, if it ever comes to the West, Yakuza the End? Because Yakuza of the End just doesn't sound right. It sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Jeez. What happened? It feels like Skype dive bombed me.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Feels like I've just been whacked and hit with the nuke. Why? Skype. Oh man.
We're on gear, you know.
There's something happening down in New Zealand we don't know about.
Well, something happened because.
Oh. Skype is glitching, apparently.
So, yeah, Skype's glitching. Yeah.
I'm surprised there are about 10 of us in here, so.
Not surprised.
This is an interesting season final, isn't it, Fast Feet?
Whoa, it's glitching big time now. We lost a lot of people. Let's get them back.
It's like it's just.
Oh yeah. Dear.
It looks like Ooh. It's just us. It looks like it's just us at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, the call just went.
It is a final film because everyone's just getting destroyed like at the end of a Sonic game. And it's like.
Doomsday! It's Skype's Doomsday. 2012 is coming early this year.
Alright, well, we got most people back in now, so.
Grief.
Possibly should be on standby for bleeding ears tonight. With sound effects going on. I was just going to come back in and say that on other Sega games that are going on. Where are we? Looks like there's going to be a Bayonetta 2, possibly.
Bayonetta.
I don't know.
You know, I've seen trailers of that first game. It really didn't catch my attention. I didn't see. It looks cool. Get to beat the crap out of angels.
about something not that's going to agree with Christians too much. Come here, Gabriel. Ooh.
My,
not quite the same thing, but oh well.
I just thought of something. We haven't talked about Sonic Free Riders yet, have we?
No, we're trying to move away from Sonic.
We're trying to push it left.
Yeah, because we'll be on Sonic all day if we try to talk about it.
Basically, yeah. Free Riders involved.
Damn that crazy
Chipman.
Damn that crazy blue hedgehog.
Has anybody heard anything about Knights? Any games for Knights at all?
No,
I don't know if that's going to happen again, because it just seems to be one of those sorts of games that Sega decides to re-release again. Because Knights, and then he had one game on the Saturn, and Christmas Knights as well, and then it came out again on the Wii as well, because it was a really suitable game for it, and there's a community there who wanted it, so yeah, but what's going to get re-released, you know, I don't see another game like that coming out, to be honest, really. Although, like I say, there's a strong Knights community, so maybe.
There's a strong fan base who wants a 15th anniversary game.
What?
There's a fan base who wants a 15th anniversary of Knights and Dreams on Xbox Live, Arcade, and PSN.
Well, that could happen. Saturn games, maybe, so possibly.
That could happen.
That could probably happen. That's if
they go even further back in time in their plans.
I'm sorry, I just had to do that.
Narisu, that is a very crappy rendition of the Doctor Who thing.
Nah, I'm sorry, I just had to do that.
We should have Knights into Screams.
I couldn't help myself.
Knights into Screams, that would be just in this like a really dark, twisted evil version 18. Too nice is my like Knights into Dreams. I like the mature games a bit more, you know. Well, obviously Sonic is Sonic, but I don't know. Come on, Sega, I'm just picturing some ideas, you know. Well,
see, I can see.
What the hell?
I think we've got Darth Vader. Alright, that's a strike there and then. Cannot impersonate Darth Vader on a Sega show.
there you go, Taylor. I think that's a word.
Oh man.
Oh dear.
Actually, I've just seen a pattern there. I'm just every time you pass me, every time you see it, oh, you've got a strike. The swear.
Gonic gets a strike.
Gonic's been very quiet. He's obviously trying to avoid getting his third strike, but he's typing his way there by the looks of it.
Gonic 2, Josh 1.
The beat.
Healer 1.
Healer 1. Yeah.
Who wants to see my enormous... Hold on.
What did you say?
Did you say I want to see my enormous Yoda?
No. Who wants to see my massive big cock?
Strike two, right? The irony fast.
Yeah, that's two.
Right, I'm going to be quiet for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to let you guys battle out and see who gets the most strikes or who gets their hag first, basically. So, discuss.
Let's talk about... Does anybody... I know Yumi probably knows most about this. The Fantasy Star Online.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was probably Josh.
I'm trying to vary here, so why not Fantasy Star Online?
I haven't played many series because all I have is an original Xbox, so I'm screwed. Kush, you New Zealand currency.
Who wants some Batman dogs?
How everyone talks when people are trying to talk, but when people stop, it dissolves in fire.
Oh my god. This is a very great phone mix.
Here's 100 billion Zimbabwean dollars and what you can get for it.
Hold on.
What the?
I'm just hoping that if I open, I just don't want Internet Explorer to crash and my internet to blow up again. Like it just did.
There's
my internet. But the Skype, when Skype killed itself, it screwed up my net connection.
Oh goodness. Hey, I guess let's range over the Super Monkey Ball. Another series that's kind
I don't
of
anything. Grown. It's, I haven't heard anything from that series in ages.
Yeah.
Super Monkey Ball's quite awesome. I like it.
No, it sucked after Super Monkey Ball 2.
Yeah, that
when it went a bit too anime.
It decided to change its role into more like adventure instead of puzzle.
No.
Just went downhill.
Right. We seem to be hitting a bit of a dead end there with Super Monkey Ball.
Yeah, we are.
That's kind of how the series.
What else is there to talk about? We don't want to talk about Sonic, but there's nothing else to talk about.
Billy Hatcher.
Right, okay, I've got an idea. We need to pick up a topic. Let's just pick up a topic, because I've got an idea of what we're going to use that topic for in a second. So, it could be anything, literally anything.
Sponges.
What?
I never know what that is, so no.
Sponges.
Alright, okay. Dronic's got a good idea. I think for the final show, we'll return to what we started off with, was with the caption contest. With a twist. We're gonna pick.
Let's Dronic. Make it like multiple weeks.
Settle down, Tila. Gonic and Tila are gonna face off against each other for Hag of the Week, basically.
What? Oh, no competition there, then Tila's gonna get it.
And if you leave, you are auto hags.
No, what happens if your computer glitches and you have to leave?
You are
screwed. No, your computer is hagged.
Well, so if your computer is hagged and you decide to come back onto the onto the Skype chat on your already hagged computer, does that automatically put you a hag every single week?
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas here, people.
Johnny. Don't be sad, you could get it in the end.
Ooh, we're fighting talk. I like
I'm really don't care if I get it on the top.
A quote from the most annoying Sonic character of all time, it's time to rock and roll!
With Big the Cat.
That was charming. Yeah, rock and roll! Charming. Big the Cat doesn't have the capacity to say something that annoying. It's just that. Yeah. They just go, ooh, groggy.
Groggy? Groggy?
That's the only thing that has the he only has the mental capacity to say that. Groggy!
Oh,
I found something we could do. Let's have a who does the best Big the Cat impression.
It's Froggy!
It's more like a contest to see who's the most retarded, possibly.
True.
No,
true.
That's about it, really.
No, there's only one joke. It's a sick joke competition.
A sick joke. Look.
That's not fair because you know you'd win that, Tila.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, I'm just coming up with some of these images for this little competition we're gonna have, so.
Connix just went, I could see something right now, but that could give me strike three.
Bring it up, strike three.
Is this like not so weak?
We're playing for Hag of the Season.
Hag of the Season, huh?
Hag of the Season, hey. Ooh. Ow, hot dish noise.
Hag of the Season does sound quite alright, yeah.
I got an idea. Let's hag the high pitched noise. Damn you, high pitched noise.
Alright,
so that means everybody ow. Else except for everybody else except for Gonic and Teela are just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Whoever comes up with the best caption out of Teela and Gonic is gonna be the winner and therefore won't be hacked. Whoever loses will be hacked.
Yeah.
I can see this.
Right, okay, we have three images here, okay? Okay, so IRC room, I'll be passing you through these links as well, but also the Skype room will be getting these as well. So to start off with, here's caption one. And there we go.
It's not chicken burger image, is it?
he's not stepped into Amy Rose fingering herself, has she?
Oh
no.
Yeah, that's a bit
wrong.
Damn it, every time I open into Explorer my Skype lags, but oh well.
I have a good problem you're using in Explorer.
He looks a little bit too happy.
He looks like
Sonic's just standing there thinking, oh, I'm just wondering if I've just lost Chip.
Oh, this is
that'd
a
be so great.
Look, Chip. No, this is a good one. Chip, calm down and look at this lovely architecture.
That's a pretty good one.
Chip is asking the staircase if he wants some chocolate.
Brilliant.
That's
better. That is better.
Oh, wait, I think I got one. Hey, Chip, come and look at this great view of this awesome house.
No, I got a better one. Chip is thinking, if I look at this staircase long enough, maybe it'll explode. Maybe it will move.
The song is just thinking, oh, I'll just drop by Amy's room, see what she's up to.
Chip's
just got
going.
A bad feeling.
Chip's got, I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, listen.
Gonics just put Sonic Fierce. Oh shit.
Oh shit, I should have.
Chip's going, Sonic, why did you punch my mom?
Oh,
alright, Teela, have you got anything better than what Gonix put across? That's not hard to beat,
like,
to be fair. Teela's gone oddly quiet.
Yeah.
We're trying to think of something.
Well, I'd like them two to think of something. Is there playing for that Agnes at this point?
Sonic is at a mirror and he's looking at the fact that he has green eyes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh,
classic.
When did I get these?
Hey, Sonic, did this happen? Piece of candy.
Sonic shortly went, hey, a piece of candy.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. God.
Alright, well, so far, Teela's slightly in the lead there, so unless they come up with it better, I might have to give that to him.
I got nothing. I can't think of nothing else for that.
That was sure a good chili dog I had earlier. Yeah, it must have been. The chip is like, yeah, it must have been. The way the smell came out.
Sonic, Sonic fierce after me.
So that's what you think you look like after you get kicked in the nuts. Have you ever been kicked in the nuts, Sonic?
Oh, I reckon Pikachu came in for the win on that one, actually. That was a good
one. Yeah,
actually, that was great.
It's the next storyboard game. Sonic and Little Red Riding Hood.
That
one. Alright, Nick.
Well, I think Yumi's got it there, what you call it, a caption upcoming.
No! Come on!
Don't be shy, we're not gonna hit you.
I will.
Oh, hush up.
Whoa.
Alright. That was more of a starter because we haven't done the caption in a while, so we'll give that one a miss, alright, because that one wasn't very good. So we'll go with this one now. This is kind of very similar, so.
It's from the same thing.
Yeah, but it's got a bit more expression to
damn
it.
Damn you, Sonic Unleashed.
Okay, here's one. Now there are two of us, let's have a feast.
I swear to God, if you try and eat my chili dog again, I will kick you all the way back to Dark Gaia.
Sonic, I think the program is messed up. I can't see your reflection.
Okay, what the hell's happened here?
Chip, I told you not to eat too much chocolate. I'm sorry. Wait. Dang it, I messed it up. I had one. No, wait. Let me try again. Chip, I told you not to eat too much chocolate. Now look what you done. Well, it looked like it was chocolate. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate that was sitting on the ground and had a peculiar smell to it. Yeah, Chip.
When you said you had a chocolate chip for me, I thought you meant a cookie.
Sonic's just put down.
Steering conscience
has led Sonic into seeing double.
Okay, Chip tried to eat the wood, but his teeth fell out, and Sonic is wondering what is happening. And he's now going to offer him a soft chocolate drink from a cup they're going to faint.
I'm laughing because that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
No sense.
I think I'm going to have to give that one to Gonic that time.
Thanks,
Naritsu.
Thanks. What are we going to do?
What a piece!
I'm not counting the first one because that was a bit rubbish.
Okay, fair
and
enough.
We hadn't done a capture competition for a while. Because those are too similar to the first two. So, alright, yeah, we'll give Gornik that first one.
Woo!
So, here comes caption number two.
It's loading. Give me a minute, it's loading.
So, Teela, Gornik, discuss.
This looks like a beach area. Let's take it. And put that tent blanket somewhere else.
Tina, write down as well so we can make sure we know what you're saying.
Alex just put down fucking paparazzi.
Explicit tag.
Okay, I'm going to type it.
I got nothing for that.
Yumi's got something, but I'm... I guess Yumi wants me to do what you
all
call
right,
it.
On the...
There you go. What?
So Tila's come with.
Wait.
So Tila's got. All right, you on the chair with your kit.
Tails has a camera.
That's quite a good one, Tila.
That's a good one there.
Or is it still Lala trying to hail a cab? Taxi.
Left a little.
Did you know that Lula is a Nazi? She's just going to do her wave to Hitler and she'd say,
Oh, to be fair, damn.
To be fair, that's not really the Nazi solution,
cameraman
so.
Cameraman fight.
At the sight of Ula. Yeah.
No.
Fight.
I thought it was a reporter
for a news channel, not a porn site.
This is great. Why did we think of this earlier?
Tails is currently with Ness.
Why, Ulua? You look very shiny today.
Okay, just by looking at that link, I know I'm not going to click on it.
Yeah.
I'm not clicking on that link, just by what it says. Tails. No.
Well, you're offending link green12.png.
Iconic Sonic All Stars Tennis is now Sonic All Stars DOA rated.
I'm expecting jiggle physics. They're not jiggling.
Yeah. In other news, who wants free shipping on this? You get free shipping on this.
What?
The heck? Vampire transformate. Oh no.
Not that crap.
This don't sound good.
I bet the Twilight fans are raging hard over this.
No doubt.
Wait a sec. Is that Mario in the background, I see?
400 and... Oh, man, that is random. Vampire transformation become immortal. $549 buy it now. Oh, that is just sad.
Very, very sad.
Oh, don't pick on the Twilight pants. We all know that they're special needs. I need to make it worse for them.
Come on!
Found ya. That wasn't good. Yeah, I'll admit that wasn't a good one.
Right, I think I might have to give that one to Tila that time, actually. Unless everyone thinks otherwise. That first one was pretty funny.
No, I got nothing.
But that was great.
My brother's giving me guff because he wants to go on the computer. Go away, I'm on a radio show.
Tell them Mr. Pedophile will be grabbing him very shortly.
Oh,
no.
Right, okay, I'm going to give that one to Tila. It's because it was pretty funny, that first one. So, we are at one apiece. Now,
next.
This is the last one, the decider, as it were. So,
I am the decider.
Wait, what is this for again?
You, oh.
Stop you from getting.
Alright, I keep it then.
Alright, here we go. Here we go.
No, I'm not.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, just for the listeners on the podcast, this third one is of Cream brushing Sonic's hair, which looks a bit disturbing in itself. But...
It's just... That looks more
disturbing.
Oh, God. Sonic finally came to terms with his sexuality.
I don't want to comment on this one.
Oh, okay, Sonic is now wishing he was with Shadow right now.
Oh!
Sorry, that one was...
That was a bit late.
Thanks for playing with me, Sonic.
Oh, see what you did?
That sounds so wrong on so many levels.
Damn. Do me. Oh, man!
Oh, for the love of
God, man.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
See what you did, David. Where will you end?
That's where I'll end. see what
no, I just take out. I am not looking on that link, Yumi.
For those in the on listening to the video,
Michael Jackson appears.
Okay, Cream, sounds a claim with me, Sonic. Sonic, no problem. Cream, Jeremy, Sonic, bend over. Chris Hansen appears. Hey there, why do you have a seat right over there?
Okay, now you're just describing porn.
do you know Michael, who Chris Hansen is?
All of us.
Sonic.
This has now become the best.
No, I gotta go on. All of a sudden, Smooth Criminal plays in the background.
This has now become Fast Beats Porn Mix.
Suddenly.
It does at some point.
The first and only episode of Fast Beats Porn Mix.
Suddenly, Cream fell dead on the floor and Thriller started to play. Sonic was now indulging in necrophilia.
It's all you, Fast, to decide who wins this one.
Sonic's got a for one.
How Sonic Team came up with Amy Rose from Gonic.
I think that one wins it.
What y'all don't get, this is the Japanese version, 4Kid version, it's all been censored.
Okay.
Oh god.
I want some listener audience. I want some audience participation here. So give a bit of a shout out if you think Tila's won. Let's give a bit of a shout out if you think Tila's won.
Text Tila, dude, 444-99.
That's not quite what I had in mind.
Oh god.
Radio Sega is kind of quiet.
it is getting quiet this time. So, everyone listen to a sec. Everyone give a bit of a way if you think Tila's won. And give a way if you think Gonic's won.
Way.
Way.
I can't be bothered voting.
I think that's Tilo's loss, unfortunately. There you go, yeah, okay. So there we have it decided. Tila is hag of the season, as it were. Yeah. Applause, bro. So let's give him the ultimate hag.
Well, isn't that fun because, that means Fast Feet will now put me in a box.
Without hold.
Chuck you in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, say crate in the ocean maybe is a better idea.
without hold, without food, without water.
Just the tails, doll.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I'm intrigued to look at that link that Yumi's thrown across, but on the other hand, I so don't want it.
For all of the drama button, for all of life's unnecessary drama.
Dumb.
Visit your local suicide.
Talking about
the drama button.
So for that, I think Tila needs to be put down to the into Eggman land for that one. He gets banished to Eggman land, so for that he can shut up and sit down.
Shut up and sit down.
He's gone.
Down to the pits he goes. Bit harsh, I know.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's for the time he interrupted me on the show.
Well, I didn't have footage.
Right, I'm getting the signal that we're hitting our 2-hour mark here, really, so we really should wrap it up this evening. Right.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
Yeah.
I wish we could keep going, but, you know.
Yeah, if you could. Well, I mean,
I got an idea. Radio Sega Telephone.
Telephone.
No, Radiophone.
Well, listen out though, because I mean, what's going to happen soon in November? Sega Sonic Radio doing Project 24, where we'll be getting DJs from Sega Sonic Radio and Radio Sega together to do a long 24-hour show, basically. So that'll be definitely worth listening into, and we'll be getting some of it broadcast on Radio Sega too. So that's definitely going to be set up for something worth checking out. But in the meantime, as far as we know, we're going to be
You, Skype.
Yeah, I lost.
I got cut out. Damn you, Skype.
Alright, so I'll stop blaming Skype for a second.
If there was another program we could use, we'd use it.
Next week, we'll be coming back with a different type of phone mix. It's going to be just Fast Beats mix, if anything. Where I'm going to be mixing together the best Sega and Sonic music. So what we're doing during that is I will be doing a bit of a mix, but I'll be probably giving some of my callers here a call so we can speak to them individually, see what they think the best moments were of the series. But aside from that, we'll probably have a good banter anyway, but most of the show will be just mixed music, so if you do want your requests, we'll be in the RC room for that next Sunday, but that technically will be the last show. This is the last phone mix type show, as it were. Next week should be a mix show, so yeah.
Sounds sweet. I'll be there.
Yep. Top 10
I got holidays. I got holidays for another week, so I'm sorted.
Well, Bonix just put it down, top 10 fast food moments. Well, I think three of them would be me hagging you, perhaps, I think.
and the rest of them will come from this episode alone. Yeah. Just what we've...
Probably. Digging. I'm probably...
Get Taylor.
And on that bombshell, it's time to end the show.
Yeah, that's leaving it at that, I think, in true sort of Top Gear Stolen style.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We'll be back next series with a really tall, middle-aged bloke, a short hamster, and some other crazy bloke. Probably not.
But where's this hamster coming from?
And a kiwi. If you're lucky.
Right, okay, but that leaves it for this week's phone mix. Give you a good 2-hour last phone mix. We might be back next season with a phone mix. On the other hand, we might be back with an all-new quiz show, which would be quite interesting. So we'll have to see if any of these guys here might want to be captains for the teams, possibly. So we'll see.
Hey, Chief, hey, me.
And on the final note,
I want that captain stuff. I'm a good captain.
Go on, everyone have your final say before we finish airing.
I don't want to be an advertiser, but everybody check out the trailer to my new Sprite movie. Go to Coolman V4's Skype, YouTube channel.
It would have been funny if Skype just would have just said no and just cut you off.
Just cut me. Nope, dude. Go back to New Zealand. Nah.
Right, you're done. Jeez. Alright, we gotta leave it at that. Okay, what should we leave out on? Any good interesting tracks we can leave out on? Well, my drop
really. David got Three Lane. Yeah.
Never turn back.
Mega Driver Live and Learn. I don't know why I said that, I just
Yes, Mega Driver Live and Learn, that's awesome.
That song's awesome.
We had to
live you could just leave me doing it for you.
Nah, I think we'll let the system do its job.
Yeah, I'm the backup plan. If there's no music, they'll just have me sitting there for 3 hours just doing guitar.
Well, I pick the Knights in Reala tragic battle from Knights of Rhenia.
We get it. Nice pretty
thing.
I don't know what the track is, so we're gonna leave it.
Coolman Vision 4 YouTube channel.
Alright, I've got the tracks we're gonna finish on, so we'll leave it at that. We're gonna end up on Jet Set Radio About the City, Alex Kidd and Shinobi World ending, and I don't know what the last track is, but it's I nicked this from Sega's FTP server before it closed down, and it's a Dream 3 mix, which I can only assume is a ninth track, so
We're going to go on from there. But yeah. Well, it's
what Radio Sega needs is a random button. You just push the button, a random song comes up.
Goodness. I think that's called a playlist on Radio Sega. Yeah. Right. Okay. We're gonna go now because I'm gonna go. I gotta go. And yeah. That's bye from me. And goodbye from my guests this evening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. We have some more kick-ass shows soon. So it's bye from me. And good night.